USA Radio News.
Today, before heading off to France with the First Lady, President Trump signed a proclamation blocking certain immigrants from claiming asylum. The move is expected to face a wave of legal challenges. The president spoke to reporters about the plan.
People can come in, but they have to come in through the ports of entry, and that to me is a very important thing.
Three wildfires in California continue to destroy homes and structures and force thousands of residents to evacuate. Two fires are in Southern California, and a voluntary evacuation order was issued for a part of Malibu. Meanwhile, in Northern California, the town of Paradise, which is near Chico, is also under evacuation orders. Now, the governor did declare a state of emergency. And in Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp declared victory, while Stacey Abrams, the Democrat in the race, has refused to concede, insisting that outstanding votes could still trigger a runoff. And votes in Arizona are still being counted there in the Senate race and race for Attorney General. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Reports of a school shooting in North Carolina turned out to be a false alarm, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A Pender County official says the reports of an active shooter at Topsail High School on Friday morning were unfounded, and that the noises people reported as hearing that they believed to be gunshots were really the sounds of a malfunctioning water heater at the school. The earlier report of shots fired provoked a massive response by law enforcement, also causing the school district to reroute buses and put schools on lockdown, but a couple of hours later, they did confirm that even though deputies swept the school to make sure there wasn't a shooter, it was an HVAC unit on the roof that had been malfunctioning and making noises that sounded like gunfire. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker faces calls from more than a dozen state AGs that he recuse himself from the Justice Department's Russia investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Republican Florida Governor Rick Scott is seeking a Senate seat. Now, he filed a lawsuit against the state's top election officials late Thursday, accusing Democrats of trying to steal Tuesday's election. Governor Scott says some rather interesting things are going on down in southern Florida.
They found 78,000 new votes since Election Day 2 days ago in Broward County and 15,000 more votes in Palm Beach. We don't know how many more votes they're going to come up with. But it sure appears they're going to keep finding as many votes as it takes to try to win this election.
Scott does have a message for everyone in Florida.
I will not sit idly by while unethical liberals try to steal this election. Every person in Florida knows exactly what is happening.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio joined Fox News and said something seems a little bit fishy to him as well.
So this is a pattern of, at a minimum, incompetence, and it's embarrassing to the state. Voters deserve better. This is not even a partisan thing. This is a county that apparently cannot count votes as well as a county that just got wiped out by a hurricane.
And today, before departing for Paris, President Trump also weighed in on the issue.
You notice the votes never go the other way? They hire lawyers, and the votes don't ever seem to go the Republican way. Although I hear, well, I don't know, you tell me, it's always the Democrats. It's always GPS fusion. It's always crooked stuff.
Please remember, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.